Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local high school theater teacher is directing his 125th production this week. Let's go in depth with Marlo Van Persum, theater director at Pella Christian High School. So Marlo, 125 productions, that's a lot.
Yes, it is. And I didn't really even know how many it was at because I didn't really keep track. And this summer, I thought, well, I'll add them up again. And didn't even realize that I was at 125 for this fall. So it's kind of exciting because Les Mis is my production this fall, and it's been on my bucket list for a long time. And so to be able to do a show of that magnitude for my 125th show is kind of exciting.
Okay, when is it going to be playing so people can come?
It'll be on October 26th, 27th, and 28th, 7 o'clock at the Pella Christian Vermeer Auditorium.
It's a huge, much beloved musical.
Yes, it is. We have 55 students who are involved in the musical, and a lot of talented singers. My music director is the music teacher at Pella Christian, and we had to wait for a year where we could have depth of singers because you needed about five or six really strong girls to sing and five or six really strong guys. So to have that many leads is a reason why most schools aren't able to do that. And this year we happen to have everything in place, and so kind of exciting.
Yeah, just go for it. You got them?
Got them. This is the year. Let's try it. Yes.
All right. What got you first interested in theater and musical theater?
Well, actually, I didn't do a lot of it in high school or college. I've always loved performing arts. I loved seeing it. And so it was just kind of a bug that I enjoyed having. And in college, I studied theater and speech. I had a double major in literature and theater and speech. And I loved the challenge of being able to take a piece. I love stories. I love telling stories. And so to take a piece of writing and to perform it is just exciting, to add all the different things that would go into a production technically, and having it all come into a good production is just a fun challenge for me.
Do you remember the first play you
actually, I do.
Produced?
It was in 1982. I was at my first school in Iowa City, and I was not actually the director. The director had auditions, cast the show, and then that weekend was involved in a very serious car accident. And so they came to me on Monday and said, hey, we need somebody to direct a show. Here's the cast, here's the script, are you in? And I jumped in, and that was my first show.
Well, and you'd learned in school how to proceed, right?
It
wouldn't be like a normal person without any training
trying
to figure it out.
That's right. So, and it was fun. Like I said, I didn't cast it or anything, but it was, I was just out of college, and it was a fun show. It was a kind of a murder mystery, and so then from there, it was, the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah, 125. Do you keep in touch with any of the kids? Do you ever run into them?
Yeah. I've directed in Iowa City two or three shows, and then in Holland, Michigan, and now, of course, here at Pella Christian. So I've been at three different schools, and yes, I do. There are some students that I still kind of get in contact with, and I've had a couple of students who actually performed on Broadway.
Really?
They were, a lot of talent. It wasn't like I gave them all the talent. But it was kind of exciting to go see, a couple of twice over to go see a student who has been performed on Broadway.
Well, if you've got a student on Broadway, you got to get to see it, huh?
I do. So that's been fun.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marlo Van Persum, theater director at Pella Christian High School. And so you helped, I mean, you were their first step along the way to Broadway. How does that feel?
A little humbling. Like I said, I'm not sure I had a lot to do with it. They had a lot of natural inborn talent. But it is kind of fun to nurture that and see it progress. And so it's been fun just kind of watching them. A lot of students will go on and do college theater, and I would try to get to some of those if I can. And that's just, it's just fun seeing theater and then seeing them perform. Several students are directing shows in their own high schools, and so that's kind of fun that they had a start in high school theater and are continuing that love.
Well, what's harder, the very talented student or the not so talented student?
That's a good question. I love working, you know, if they are not as talented, to really push them, to encourage them, to help them, have confidence. That's really exciting. And then the really talented students, sometimes it's more of a collaboration than a director actor relationship. Here, let's have this great show here. Let's work together. What do we want to do with it? And we will brainstorm ideas and characterization and how we want to block it and stuff. And that's exciting to be able to talk with students and work with students in that capacity.
When you're building upon a grand theatrical tradition that goes back hundreds of years and teaching them and watching them grow must be fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, part of that is just, you know, you'll take shows that you have done. And, you know, one of the hardest things about doing Les Mis this fall is everybody knows the show and everybody knows how Broadway did it. And so it's a little daunting to think, oh, I have to do this show. What are people going to do? Because they have a bar that's already been set. But on the same time, to be able to tackle a fun piece like that is fun.
How have you grown over your career?
A couple of things. You know, obviously over the last, 30 years, technically a lot of things have changed. And so to incorporate more tech, bells and whistles, if you will, the lights, the sound and just the technical things, there's much more available things for me to use. And so my shows tend to be, use some of that tech. And so in that regard, it's a much different show. On the other side, I think, I have grown. I am a better director, I guess. I would repeat shows from time to time, and I would go back and I look at how I did the show the first time, and it was like, oh my goodness, did I really do it that way? I can't believe I did that. And so, I think I spend more time now on characterization, studying the script, helping students try to identify who their character is. I think in the beginning it was, okay, let's just read the script and memorize the lines and hope everything goes. And now it's obviously a much different idea. And I think that has helped me become a better director. And then just the talent of the students. And so, when they are excited, then that pushes all of us to try to reach the next level.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marlo Van Persum, theater director at Pella Christian High School. So for a particular role, you have to have sort of a template, a model of what you want that person to be, to the actor to strive for.
Right.
But how do you let them be free to express themselves but still be close enough to the character you have in mind?
Well, and that's, vision versus their own personal creativity. I'll have a vision of what I want the show to be like, and that includes characterization. But I'm never one necessarily for a stickler that they have to go with that. I think if a student develops their character and it works, I tend to kind of go with whatever they're looking at. Sometimes it's like, no, this is what I want it to do. Trust me, this is going to work. But other times, like I said, I enjoy that working together with another student. And if they're able to, if they know what they're talking about and they offer some great ideas, we just kind of incorporate everything in because it's going to be a stronger production, a stronger character for that.
How is it, how does it feel to watch the students develop into a role?
That's really exciting. I think that's part of what I am still doing theater for, because I do see them develop their role. And would play all kinds of different roles, you know, very serious to comedic. Sometimes comedy is harder than serious to have that comedic timing. And to just see them develop and study the role and to study observing and finding that characterization and seeing that ambition is just really exciting to watch.
We're all still finding out who we are, but especially during those years, the kids are trying on a lot of different roles. They're just developing. Do you think that theater helps them figure out who they are and try on different roles?
Absolutely. I mean, if you're a purist, you'll say that theater is all part of life. And so as we begin to study characters, as we begin to study roles on stage, certainly we are also looking at, you know, what is my role life like in life? And to me, even beyond that, you know, I think theater develops responsibility. Theater develops creativity, a follow-through, a working together, a team ensemble. And whether or not you perform on Broadway, these are life skills that everybody needs just to survive in the world today. And I like to think that a little bit of that, it comes from doing good quality theater.
Mm-hmm. It gives us permission to be something different than what we think we are.
Right.
Right?
Right. And that is really exciting too, because you might be shy, or you might not be that outgoing person, but theater lets you escape into a world where you can be whoever you want to be. And I think in the long run, you're going to be a better person for it.
What was your worst show? Did you have an absolute flop?
I don't think I can say that I had an absolute flop. You know, I tell people if you're a good director, a show is never going to flop. I think there are shows that waited way to the last minute. And I think if I would evaluate now some of my earlier shows, I probably would consider flops today. Mm-hmm. But that's because I'm looking at it from a different criteria.
Right.
I think that when we actually performed each show, I think that, you know, you like to believe that it was a really good show. Some are not going to be better than others. But, you know, when you're working with a lot of talented kids, then hopefully you'll have a good show.
What was your best show?
Just as difficult. Or my favorite show. Is that going to be the next question? And that's hard to say. I think they all offer their own challenges. You know, we did Peter Pan last year, and that's a great show. And it was the first time we had flying. And so obviously that, you know, this is, you know, the difficulty of Les Mis is going to, you know, make this a good show. And if you're doing period pieces, so, you know, each show will really offer its own, you know, ideas. West Side Story, the music was much more difficult, but I like kind of that edgy music. And again, that's all about life, who we are and getting along and two separate groups of people. And so as a literature teacher, I also look for themes. And so finding themes in theater is something that I can give to an audience to help them think about something.
How much does the audience matter to you and to the kids?
To the kids, I would think the audience matters a lot. They want a full house. They want to sell out. They want lots of people. They want lots of praises, lots of kudos. I think as an adult, yes, that is glorifying. It makes you feel good that people are interested in seeing something that you've worked on. But to me, maybe it's a bigger thing. You know, if we can learn something from the experience, if we can apply that to our own life, then that becomes a successful show, whether or not the audience, you know, they're just observers of our creativity. And whether or not we have a lot or whether or not we don't, I think the show can still be successful. You want the audience to be able to appreciate what you're doing, and you want to take them in, and you want to tell the story. And so in that regard, an audience becomes important because you have something to share, a story, and you need an audience to be able to do that.
Well, and the audience, sort of like the students, you're teaching them as well if you do
it
right.
Yes, yes. And what ideas and what they can apply to their own life.
Dig deep. Can you think about, if not the most rewarding moments, maybe one of the most rewarding moments? Can you share that?
I think it might be experiences where that student who you really didn't think was going to amount to anything, and then you give them a part and they just go with it. And it's like, oh my goodness, you didn't expect that in them. But they got the confidence they needed. That is so rewarding. I think just being able to work with, you know, a variety of people becomes, to me, a rewarding experience. To see them grow, to see them nurture, and whether that be theatrical skills or just life skills. I'm into, I guess, just relationships, and to be able to see students, people in relationships is just probably, you know, the greatest thing.
Thanks to Marlo Van Persom for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.